Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're discussing something during the break because, you know, Christopher McDonald, the actor who plays Shooter McGavin, came on our show last year, and he broke the news that there was going to be a Happy Gilmore 2
right
on our station, on our show. And we got the new Happy Gilmore 2 coming out where? The end of next month? Is it July 25th?
I believe so.
Happy Gilmore 2. And you asked me real quick before the break, during the break, you said, how do you think that's going to go? And I remember I had strong feelings against the remake of Roadhouse, to the point where I didn't see the remake of Roadhouse, and my wife was like, you like Roadhouse, just watch. And she watched the remake of Roadhouse. She's like, it's not very good.
Well, you didn't see the new Twisters movie either,
I didn't see that either. And Liz admitted that she didn't like that movie. It was like, yeah, it was not what it was cooked up to be. I don't care for remakes. I'm okay with sequels. And so for Happy Gilmore 2, the first movie was so insane that I don't know how they can make a bad one. I like continuing the story. I don't like trying to remake the story. Like King of the Hill. I'm excited for King of the Hill coming out in August. And the point is that they're picking up where they left. Well, they're not picking up where they left off. They're picking up years after where they left off, where everybody's like a little bit older. So we'll see how this one goes. But I don't know how you can mess up animation. But yeah, just the short thing of it, I don't like remakes. Like if they make a new Days of Thunder, don't make a new Days of Thunder. Just do Days of Thunder 2.
Right.
According to Jeff Gordon and Tom Cruise. Just do that.
Still more thunder.
It's more thunder. You don't just have one thunderstorm. There's more thunder that comes right around the corner. Can't bring Dom Simpson back, but everything else you can just about do. Robert Duvall's still with us at like 90,000 years old, but Robert Duvall's still with us. Hell of an actor. Maybe could do that. I don't know if he's interested in acting, but just pointing out, yeah, I think the Happy Gilmore 2 will be a good one. Kevin O'Connor. He is a man who's a bit of a fire starter when it comes to the NBA. And Kevin O'Connor, he was on the Kevin O'Connor show on Yahoo Sports and said that Darius Garland may have been included in these Kevin Durant talks.
Gambadoro did say to me on the podcast earlier that the Cleveland Cavaliers were one of the sleeper teams for Kevin Durant. That at least shows they have a willingness to take big swings. I heard that they offered Garland in that deal for Kevin Durant. Garland is not Evan Mobley. But to your point, if they were to think about something like that, and when exploring a KD deal, they've at least shown a willingness to think big and go for a big star player. So maybe they would. Maybe they would. That's all I'm adding to that.
Audio again, courtesy of the Kevin O'Connor Show, Yahoo Sports. Are the Cavs dealing, or is Durant just Durant?
I think that the Cavs are always going to make the call. I think that is the one thing that we have to understand about this front office. And I don't think that they get to where they're at in terms of...
Make the call on anybody?
On anybody good that's available, they're going to call. It doesn't mean it's going to be a fit, but think about some of the moves that have built this Cavs team. Right?
Yeah.
Nobody expected them to find their way into a James Harden trade, but that's what they did. That's how they got Jared Allen. Mm-hmm. Nobody expected them to do a sign and trade with the Chicago Bulls for Lauri Markkanen, but that happened. Nobody had them as a potential landing spot for Donovan Mitchell, and then they came out of nowhere and made that trade in September of 2022. Mm-hmm. So Kobe Altman has operated since taking over as the lead decision maker in that way, to where he is always going to make the call. They called the Suns. I don't know that it's necessarily true to say that there was some formal offer that they gave Phoenix. Darius Garland certainly would have been part of that had they made one. I think that they called and they checked in on it because that's what they do. But I don't think that this was ever something that was very close. Like, I don't think that the Cavs were almost trading for Kevin Durant.
I agree with you.
I think they checked in and realized, okay, this is not just trading Darius Garland for Kevin Durant. You're trading Darius Garland. Isaac Okoro would have needed to be part of that deal, which everybody would be fine with. Then they would have also had to trade DeAndre Hunter or Jared Allen, because you have to trade, essentially, if you're going to land Kevin Durant, you have to send out roughly $70 million in salary to get back his $54 million because of the restrictions they have of being a second apron team. It was not something that was going to happen, but they called and checked in because that's what they do.
I might have to come out and admit that it's a tank for another team in town coming up at 6:43 this morning. 216-474-0092. So, well, when it comes to like Kevin Durant, like there is a special 1%. Like, I still think Kevin Durant is a tremendous basketball player. Like, I know that there's, we got Nick on Sundays with Daryl, and Nick keeps talking about bringing back LeBron. I'm not trying to open up that can of worms with you right now. What I'm saying, though, is that there still is players that are of an advanced age that are significant. It's just, what are you willing to deal with when it comes to that significance? LeBron has his own set of circumstances. That's why I just put that one on the shelf for another day. I'm sure it'll get brought up naturally, but I put that on the shelf.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
For another day. When it comes to Kevin Durant, I still think is a lot better than what people realize. I just think that a lot of people look at him as a malcontent and a problem because he is going on his fifth team. And I think because he's been on so many teams, I think he's torpedoed his own legacy.
I think so, to an extent, too.
To basketball, to inside basketball fans, people who are to basketball first fans, I think that they think that that's a dumb statement. I know that he's a great player. I know he's a one percenter. I know he's easily a Hall of Famer, but who isn't at this point? But I think he's been that special group of players. But I think to a general fan, when they look back at this generation, they'll think LeBron, they'll think Steph, they'll think Giannis, they'll think a couple other players. And then it will be, oh, yeah, Kevin Durant. Like, when you're, oh, yeah, that guy, instead of top of mind, I think you hurt your own legacy. That pointed out, I still think he's a tremendous basketball player and would certainly help out the Cleveland Cavaliers. But is he, I have to ask this, does he still have the killer instinct to be the type of leader on a team that's trying to go for the gusto? That was the whole Houston argument that happened yesterday with a lot of folks out there, which you don't know if that's still his case. I mean, he's not, the whole argument with Gary Payton on the sidelines, like, yeah, you ain't Gary Payton at 38 years old. You ain't where he was. But at the same time, while you're great, are you willing to make the sacrifices that are needed to take that team to the finals?
I don't think that I think if you're asking Kevin Durant to come in and be the leader, you're misguided.
You are absolutely misguided.
I think that is something that you have to be careful about.
Yes.
Like, I do not think that is a position that you want to be in as a franchise. And Houston, maybe you can make the case that Ime Udoka is the leader in Houston.
But
because
that,
he's the guy that set that culture. That's a young team that hasn't necessarily had a leader. Maybe it was Dylan Brooks and now he's gone, obviously.
Is that why? And I think that that's maybe part of the reason why the Cavaliers were trying to maybe see if they could do anything. Now, I don't believe anything that was going to happen because of the owners. But was that part of the reason? Because if you look at the Cavs, the unquestioned leader is Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
Without question. Would it be a perfect situation for him? Because Giannis, I think, is a very dominant personality behind the scenes and is a person that's going to have things done his way. I think that there's other, and you may disagree with that. I think there's other guys that they have that killer instinct and you're going to do things their way. I don't find Kevin Durant to be that guy. And so maybe when it comes to one percenters, like, okay, this might actually be the perfect trade scenario where if it were 28 other teams that they could possibly trade with, other than the Phoenix Suns, maybe they would have got a deal done for Kevin Durant this summer.
See, I don't think that's true just because I think things are so complicated with what they would have had to do.
And they can't offer the picks?
Because, one, they can't offer the picks. They would have had to send out so much money. The owner's thing, I think, is a conversation worth having. Like, mm-hmm. I would be surprised if the Suns and the Cavs are in the business of making trades with Matt Ishbia owning that team and Dan Gilbert owning this one. And I do, the one thing I'll push back on about Durant behind the scenes, it's not just the number of teams he's played for. Think of how many coaches he's played for in the last 5 years.
It's been a lot.
Because that is part of it, too. And not to say that Kevin Durant has gotten all these guys fired, because I don't think that would exactly be a fair statement. But I do think that you have to look at it and say, okay, well, what happened in Brooklyn? Well, the guy who is the head coach of the Cavs now was fired partially because of Kevin Durant, I think it's fair to say. Then he leaves Brooklyn. How many coaches did he play for in Phoenix? He played for 3 different coaches in 3 years there.
Yeah.
That's something that you have to look at and say, okay, is this really... is the juice worth the squeeze here? Kevin Durant is a Hall of Fame basketball player. He's a top 20 guy all time. I think it's probably fair to say.
But wouldn't they have talked to Kenny at all before they were interested in any of this when it comes to, all right, Darius Garland is a 2-time All-Star, a great young player. He's not Kevin Durant. He never will be Kevin Durant, for crying out loud. Let's not be crazy here. Sure. I know I've defended him like nuts, but good God. And Kevin Durant is an all-timer. Durant, I don't think, wants leadership. Yes, there's a history there with him and Kenny Atkinson, but when you have the leadership group of Donovan Mitchell being in his own right, and then the people he keeps close around him, possibly that would be something that would work. That's why I think, like, hey, the Cavs being involved in that, I don't think it's as surprising as what some people may think.
No, I don't think
it's... And I don't think it's as desperate as what some people might think either.
Well, and I don't think it was realistic to ever happen, too. That is the other thing. And mm-hmm. I think part of when you make these calls, and part of the way that the Cavs have built their rosters by doing what? By jumping into an existing trade and finding a way to better themselves as a third part of that deal. And maybe that is something that could have happened there. It doesn't seem like this trade is going to expand from two teams to anything bigger, but that is something that could have happened too. And I don't think that you get to that point unless you make the call early too. And I think that's something Kobe Altman's been very good at in his time as the lead decision maker for the Cavs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.